Hi, Doug. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Leo. I have an iPhone 6 that when I put it overnight on the charger, it makes calls on its own. It just calls people on my contact list, some of them that I haven't spoken to for years. And then it opens apps. I'll be sleeping and I'll hear something on iTunes playing, or it'll open a podcast. And last week, it made a call to Uber. My wife and I are watching TV. It's about 8:30 at night. I get a call. This is your Uber driver. I'm outside. I looked and there was an Uber driver outside. And I went,
what?
Uber. Yeah.
You're watching TV. The phone is not near you.
No. I hear it ring, and it's the Uber driver. Said, no, I mean, it's near. It's about, 20 feet away.
But you couldn't have accidentally butt-dialed an Uber.
No, absolutely not. And I'm so glad my wife was with me, so
You have a witness.
Sanity.
Yeah, because I'm starting to think, maybe you're sleep texting or something. But
and the Uber driver said, no, you didn't do this by accident. You have to open the app, place the call, and then confirm. And I said, I don't know how that happened.
Wow, I don't know how it happened either, but that's a little spooky. I think you may have the case of the first haunted iPhone.
And by the way, I've never used Uber. I had the app like you'd have AAA or something,
Did you? But you logged in and you gave it a credit card, obviously, or it wouldn't have worked.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. And they charged me $10
for a canceled call.
Right.
That is weird. You don't use Ambien, do you?
No.
Okay, just checking. People have been known to do things unconsciously on Ambien.
Yeah.
That is very, very strange. And I don't, I guess if you were really paranoid, you could say, maybe somebody's running, we call them rats, a remote access Trojan on your phone, but... That seems unlikely because iPhones are pretty hard to hack. You don't have anybody else using. Do you have a kid that uses your Apple account?
No.
Wonder if the phone got cloned somehow. You probably did this. Change your Uber password immediately, right?
I just got rid of the app. I've never used it, so I don't want it happening again.
Well, that's interesting, because if it happens again, because now you don't have the app, then somebody has stolen your Uber account. By the way, you should be able to contact...
It calls people on my contact list.
Yeah, that's weird.
That I don't speak to.
Do you talk in your sleep?
No.
You didn't say, hey, Siri, call my old army buddy.
No. Good guess, but no, that didn't happen, anything like that. I don't know. I called Apple, and...
They probably laughed and said that can't happen.
They hooked me up to a tech guy, and he was very helpful, and he said, well, you must have a bug in your operating system. Let me wipe it out and give you an upgrade your operating system. So I did. I went online, and he took over, the cursor, the screen, and absolutely restored the...
Wait a minute. This was Apple? You were talking to Apple?
Yes.
And they... So they took over your computer, and then they said, hook up the phone to the computer?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know Apple would do that. That's interesting.
Well, this guy did it, and...
You sure it was Apple?
Yeah. I went to AppleCare.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't know they would do that. That's nice. In fact, it's nice that they took you seriously because this sounds very odd.
I know.
I mean, I would.
I'm so glad my wife was with
you. Yeah, no, you have a witness. I would wipe the phone. Seriously, I would wipe the phone. I mean, I don't know what's on there, but something not good is on there. All he did was upgrade it to 9.3.1, probably. I think what you need to do is, and I hate to do this, but I think it's a good idea because something's going on, is get into, go into the settings and erase data and settings, like start over, like it's a new phone. And then don't back up the phone and restore it because you don't want to restore whatever is on there. I think while I've never heard of this happening, the only thing that could explain it is somebody's got something on your system that's allowing them to harass you. Wipe it. Wipe it. And then change your, well, you got rid of Uber, but I'd change your Uber password as well. I know it's too late. Maybe you can do that online. Anybody have any ideas? That is weird. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. I'm still reeling after our first call of the day. A haunted iPhone. It was making calls in the middle of the night. Called an Uber. This seems far-fetched, but, you know, there's another possibility. The digitizer. So, all touch devices, in the screen, you know, they have a way of sensing your touch. They call that the digitizer. And it isn't actually unheard of that digitizers are broken and give you spurious taps and clicks and swipes. And that is another possible explanation. It's possible that your iPhone is actually tapping itself because of a broken or damaged digitizer. I would bring it into the Apple store and say, here's what happened. I updated the operating system. They're probably still going to make you wipe it because that's the way computer people are. Well, we don't know what software you're running, so let's just bring it back to the way it was from the factory and see how it happened. But if it's damaged hardware, it will keep happening no matter what you do to the operating system. So that would be my guess.